election. Local government elections will be held around New South Wales, including in Shoalhaven City Council on Saturday the 14th of September, with pre-polling opening on Monday the 9th of September. As part of Triple U's coverage of the election campaign, I'll be interviewing all the lead candidates for each ward, and today it's Ward 1. It's welcome then to our first guest this morning, Team Tribe's Selena Clancy from Bomaderry. Selena, good morning, and thanks for coming into the studio.
Thank you so much for having me.
So then let's start with a bit of background. What do you do and what interests you in running for council?
So, Colin, I'm an Army veteran. I spent 25 years in the Australian Army. I was predominantly in medical corps as a generalist service officer after graduating from the Royal Military College, Duntroon. And I found myself posted into the 2nd Commando Regiment up in Holsworthy. And unfortunately, during my tenure there, there was the helicopter crash in Afghanistan, which created a ripple effect into our community, and we needed a lot of complex case management for our wounded, injured and ill commandos and special forces soldiers. And so my role was predominantly for the last 10 years of my career working with those soldiers and their families.
And so how does that translate into running for council then, Selena?
Yeah, so once I retired from defence, I found an organisation called Disaster Relief Australia. It's a veteran-led organisation. And I started volunteering with them. And then I started volunteering with Wildlife Rescue South Coast. And something was still missing in my life. And so after many days and nights of complaining about the roads and my rates were going to go up and all of these sorts of things, I thought, I'm going to Google local government because I really didn't know what it meant.
It's a Pandora's box.
Yeah, really, it really is. And so I just, not this term of council, the previous term, I Googled and found myself calling all of the councillors and asking them what they do and what can I do to help? And it was very enlightening, and here I am running for council. You know, I do have an innate sense of service, having been in the Defence Force for so long, and I really believe that running for council is filling that little hole that I have there in my purpose.
Mm. And what do you do in your day job at the moment? Because, I mean, council doesn't pay much.
No. I'm an Army veteran, so I am retired from defence, and okay. I'm not working in any paid employment. I am a mum to a...
That keeps you busy, I'm sure.
She's 14, yes, Peyton's 14 years old. And I also am a wife. My husband is a current serving Army helicopter pilot out at Albatross.
So I'm sure we will unpack those after the election sometime, but the key issues that motivate you to run for this election, what do you see the election, the key issues that face our community as far as from your perspective now?
So, look, I'm running with Team Tribe Independence. We are a true independent team. We're not a political party, and I think that's really important at the local government level, not to have those big political parties in there. And we're really running on a platform of back to basics. So we really want to get those fundamentals right. So roads, rates and rubbish are what we are focusing on, and that, I think, is what resonates with the community.
I guess there's a lot of other things on there.
Yep.
I mean, council runs a lot of services, our
Absolutely.
Sports fields, our pools, our libraries, community centres and so on. How do you relate to those issues?
Yeah, so first of all, we need to look at our budget. Our council is in a significant debt, and we do need to balance that budget. And what we need to also do when we're looking at that budget is to make sure that we keep those community services at the forefront. So for me, I think the most important issues that I've been had brought to my attention are things like the Shoalhaven Entertainment Centre. It's not running cost neutral at the moment. It's bleeding $37,000 a week in debt. So we need to focus on getting that at a cost neutral position. We need to be able to prioritise projects that are based on the community need. And my discussions with community brought to my attention things such as getting serious about our coastal management plan. We really need to be focusing on that as a priority for our beautiful towns and villages along the coastline.
Can you unpack that a bit for
us? Yeah. So we're having some problems out at the Shoalhaven heads at the Shoalhaven Estuary that needs to be focused on. I'm meeting with...
This is with coastal erosion?
Yes, coastal erosion. And we're meeting with Team Tribe Independence, working hard to meet with community members to get up-to-date information and details on what we can do as councillors to actually help the community and to enhance the coastal management plan.
There's a lot there, isn't there? Because you've got things like development, but you've also got things like the impact of global warming as well, which is something that council, I know, currently
dredging,
contributes to. But
opening and closing of the waterway, the dredging, the aesthetics, so the beautification ramifications. This is people's backyards, and they retire here, they live here, they raise their children here, and we need to be taking very good care of it for the future. And, you know, speaking of the future, we've just seen the Olympics, and some really great performers at the Olympics come from close to our region. And I really believe that we need to stop robbing our future and emerging potential Olympians from this area. So we need to focus on our sporting facilities, not focusing on putting taxes on sporting facilities or on clubs. I've been speaking with the Shoalhaven Little Athletics Club recently, and their numbers are significantly down, and they're saying they don't have the facilities to actually get involved and have a future potential pool of children to go to the Olympics.
You talked about getting finances in order. I mean, and there was advice earlier this year that council rates should increase a lot. Now, currently, and I did look on the local government of New South Wales website, Shoalhaven Council's rates are actually on the lower end of the scale of things.
Yes.
So there's outgoings, which don't go down. The cost of running our sports fields,
absolutely,
our garbage, all those go up. So is there then a case for having increasing rates at some stage?
Well, that's something that we need to look at. If we get to that position as a councillor, I can look at the budget properly. We don't actually have access to the full budget unless you're a sitting councillor. So there are a lot of
documents, though, I
think, not all of it is public. Not all of the things that go into the budget that need to be considered, other than rates, or considered to put rates up or keep rates at a cap.
Mm. So looking at, that budget thing is an important thing.
Yeah.
But you talked, I think you had a couple of other issues you wanted to talk about in the limited time we have available to us.
Yeah, so, I mean, for me, we need to show a little bit more pride in our community by way of the way it looks. And I think simple facts, we don't have a lot of money. We probably have no money to spend at the moment, but we need to be thinking smart about what we can do to enhance our community and enjoy our community, enjoy the beautiful Shoalhaven more by doing things that don't cost that much money and that we can find already internally occurring. So beautification, mowing our lawns, paying attention to our cemeteries, showing some pride in those facilities that can be possible revenue raisers. So, for example, the cemeteries, there is an out-of-area tax that is placed on people who are wanting to be buried in Shoalhaven that come from out of the area. Now, do we need to look at that and increase that tax so that we can use that as a revenue raiser for the maintenance of our cemeteries? We also could look at something like, I'm a big believer in the future is in the past, and so having a digital database of the obituaries and the profiles of the people that we have buried here, resting in peace in the most beautiful part of the world, as far as I'm concerned. It's absolutely gorgeous here, and we need to maintain that dignity and continue to do things for the community so that they want to stay here.
There's so much there, isn't there, really, Selena? As you've already talked about, there's plenty to spend money on too, because in some ways to make our place better, you've actually got to spend the money.
Yeah,
and
you
do. Always the question is, where does that come from?
Well,
which is a terrible balancing trick, isn't it?
It is a terrible balancing trick, but the thing is, Colin, we need to be smart about it, and we need to be able to say how we're going to achieve something. And that's what is going to come out in this election, is not just saying, I'm going to give you this, but saying, this is what we've started to think about. This is the community consultation that we've conducted. This is what the community is telling us. And the community own these solutions just as much as we do, and we want to listen to them and work hard to implement them for our community.
Selena, it's, I reckon, if you're elected, and it's, you know, we're not going to take the voters for granted here. For any of you, I'm sure you're not taking
not
the voters
for granted. Not at all. No, I've got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, that's right.
We all do, we all want to. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And, of course, things have changed with the Liberals now not running due to their complete messing up of their nominations process. I guess I'll just end on this and try and be positive. I mean, councils can be a terribly combative place. Mm. What's your attitude towards working with other councils and other groups elected to council?
Team Tribe Independence are very much about working across party lines and not, you know, we don't have a political party that we refer to. So we get along with all of the councillors. We want to work together collaboratively, and that is one of the strongest pillars that we have in the Team Tribe under a very strong candidate for mayor, which is Gemma Tribe.
I'm sure that people would welcome, as always, I mean, cooperation is a good thing.
Cooperation is very important. And, you know, I'm experienced in personnel management and change management, and our team has a lot of experience in that space as well. So we have a lot to bring to the table of collaboration and listening.
Selena Clancy is the lead candidate for Team Tribe Independence in Ward 1. And, Selena, thanks so much for coming into the studio this morning. It's really greatly appreciated.
Thank you.